మయా అధ్యక్షేణ ప్రకృతి సూయతే సచరాచరం. మయా అధ్యక్షేణే అధ్యక్షేణ ఐ రిమైన్ ప్రిసైడింగ్. మయా అధ్యక్షేణ ఐ రిమైనింగ్ ప్రిసైడింగ్ ప్రకృతి సూయతే సచరాచరం. ప్రకృతి గివ్స్ బర్త్ టు ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ మొబైల్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ ఇమ్మొబైల్. హేతునా అనేన కౌంతేయ జగత్ విపరివర్తతే. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ గోస్ ఆన్ రొటేటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రళయ టు సంభవ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ సంభవ టు ప్రళయ. దేర్ ఈస్ అ బర్త్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్, దేర్ ఈస్ డిజల్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్ అండ్ దెన్ అగైన్ దేర్ ఈస్ అ రీబర్త్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. ఇట్ ఆల్ గోస్ ఆన్ బట్ ఐ రిమైన్ ప్రిసైడింగ్ ఓవర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. సచ్ ఈస్ ద మై నేచర్ అండ్ దెన్ ఎట్ ద ఎండ్ హీ సేస్ that I am to be known as the individual in every human being. I am seated, and those who do not know me and do not try to consider me, conceive me, they are mudaha, they are dull-minded. Avajananti mam mudaha manushim tanum ashritam param bhavam ajanantaha mama bhuta maheshwaram. They do not understand me, I who am at the same time Bhuta Maheshwaram, I am the Lord of all this. So you have now also the statement of Maheshwara, of the Supreme Lord. Brahman, Purusha and Ishwara, all the three statements are contained in these verses. Now comes the process of yoga. This was the description of the Supreme Divine from verse number 1 to verse number 11. It's a statement of the integral knowledge of the integral divine. Yes.
When we talk of Brahman and Atman, that is the cosmic
part. It is the supreme which becomes cosmic.
Yeah, supreme which becomes cosmic. In the Purusha, it is the supreme which becomes the immanent.
He is the originator.
And then Ishwara is the Supreme who has become, who is the transcendental.
Transcendental. The cosmic that is transcendental, the transcendental which is cosmic, that is Brahman.
All three are the same.
All are the same.
Together.
You need not use the three words at all if you like. You can simply say the Supreme decides to originate the world. He decides to originate the world by himself becoming the world. And having become the world, he presides over it, he rules over it. And he is the sovereign of everything, who is not exhausted in anything, who still remains above all this.
But in this whole thing that you just said, where is the Purusha?
Originator. One who determines to create.
Originator and the stuff.
And the Supreme Lord. So you need not use the three words, but I am using these three words because you come across these three words often in Indian literature. And therefore it is good to know the three words quite clearly. You can only state only one statement. The Supreme originates the world. In originating the world, he himself becomes the world. So himself is the stuff of the world, and then he rules over it. Even though he rules over it, he is not himself engaged in it, he is not attached to it, and he still remains above it, so much above it, in a sense you might even say that he is not here at all. They are in him, but he is not in them. This statement can be stated about the transcendental. He is such a Lord that although he determines to create the world, although he himself is the stuff of the world, but what is the stuff of the world is, as the Purusha Sukta of the Rigveda says, is only one angula as distinguished from dasha angula. He is 10 fingers and what is world is only one finger. And then Sri Krishna says at the end of the 10th chapter that the whole world is nothing but only manifestation of one ray of his consciousness. So, in the sense that he is still above this, to specify that transcendence, Sri Krishna says, they are in me, but I am not in them.
In these three terms and this whole explanation, the soul has not yet been identified. He's being in them.
Let us use those terms which are also used. The three terms which are always used in Indian literature is that he is transcendental, he is universal, he is the individual. That is transcendental is already described when you say that he is Purushottama, he is Parabrahma, and he is himself Purush Parameshwara. All the three, Ishvara, Parameshwara, Purusha, Purushottama, and he is Parabrahma, Brahma. So he is, whatever is the superlative of Brahma, Purusha, Ishvara, it is he is transcendental.